This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where absolute kick-ass women who've been through total caca share advice with us about how to get to the other side of ours. And we are here today with Jen Levin. Welcome, Jen. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Nikki. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. So, Jen, we're going to get right into it. In a couple of sentences, please tell us who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day.
Oh my goodness. So I am Jen Levin. I'm a certified hypnotherapist and mom of two girls, Riley, who's one, and Sienna, who's four. And I'm originally from the northwest corner of Connecticut, a very small town called Goshen, very much a country town. And when I'm not entertaining my children or doing laundry, I'm hosting a weekly group for new parents and for parents with toddlers called Brunch with Baby and Treats with Toddlers. And so I cook everyone a delicious brunch, and I also see clients.
Wow. I want to be a new mom again so that I can come to your brunch.
Everyone's welcome.
Oh, it sounds so awesome.
Thanks.
Next, Jen, could you please summarize for us, what did you go through? What was the absolute caca for you? And what was the worst part of it?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So after my second daughter was born, I struggled so much more than I ever anticipated I would. With my first daughter, it was like, I experienced joy on a whole new level. It was like, my joy was heightened to this like level I never experienced before. I was like, oh my God, motherhood is amazing. Having a child is amazing. Like, and then with my second, I just could not believe I experienced this anxiety. And I'm hesitant to even say depression, because I don't know. I've never been a depressed person. So it's like, was it depression? I don't know. But it was like, it hit me so much harder than I ever anticipated. I just felt like completely overwhelmed. I felt like I had gone from like, oh, here's my cute little baby who I can kind of like take out with me and be like, isn't she cute? Look at the pigtails. Like, it's like carrying around your Pomeranian, you know, like the women around Hollywood who have their Pomeranian dogs on their side. It was like, look at my cute baby. And like, we had fun together. And like, look how she likes the bubbles. And then with the second, it was like, complete and total like chaos. Like and she's an amazing baby. She was not a bad baby at all. Neither one of them are tough babies. I was so lucky in that aspect, but I just felt this like huge sense of overwhelmed. It was like I had lost all control. I felt like I had just completely lost control over anything. Like when you have to, right? It's just like, whoa. So I found myself starting to have these mantras that were really negative. Like I was just like saying over and over again, motherhood is torture. I'm losing my mind. And my family at the time was, I was not working and we were down to one income. So it was like, now I was trying to like figure out how to cook, which is something I struggle with already. So I was like trying to cook more and just torturing myself. And I just felt like I wanted to run away. Like I just wanted to like, I was like, I need to like get, like, I don't even know what to do. Like, I just like felt so overwhelmed and so like, almost like I was walking through this fog. And I have all these ambitions and goals in my life. And I'm sure so many moms listening can connect with that. Like we have all this like things that all these things we want to do. And we're like, we're women who were not raised to be stay-at-home moms, or raised with this sort of expectation that we're going to be career women. But then when you become a mom, you have to somehow do both. And I just like had all this ambition. I wanted to be productive and I wanted to achieve my goals and launch my business. But I felt like I couldn't get anything done because I was raising a child. So that just drove me crazy. And I would say the worst part about it all was on my worst days, I just like, it felt like a struggle just to engage with my daughter. Like I had trouble even like talking to her. And it shouldn't be like an effort to talk to your child, right? So I just felt bad for her that she wasn't getting all of the best of me.
You know what, Jen? That sounds like absolute caca. That sounds so hard. It sounds so hard. And thank you for your bravery and your courage and your openness to share that, because it's really tough as a mom to sort of say or admit that everything isn't always roses and amazing. And I appreciate you sharing that. So it really takes a total warrior to get to the other side of that kind of difficult experience. What for you is the best part about being on the other side now?
Oh my gosh. It's the best part is honestly now that I've like started this support group for parents, it's like being able to connect with other moms and dads and caregivers and like feeling like I have sort of this like community. It's really nice. And with the class that I'm hosting now, it's like, I just think about everything that I want as a mom. Like, I want to know like about rye, like what is rye? That's not a bread. Like, what is rye parenting? I've always been like so curious. So I'm bringing in like a rye expert next week. And like yesterday I had, a woman come and do Reiki on us. And it was like, I was laying under my tree and like the wind was blowing and she was like opening my chakras. Like, I was like, this is really lovely. I was like, so like, I just feel like when, I just feel like having like a place where I can go to like connect with other moms is like part of the best part of it. And, I don't know. I just feel like so much happier, I guess. It just feels, and I'm also getting help. Like I'm starting, my daughter's in preschool 5 days a week, and I just upped my daughter's days in daycare to 2 to 3 days a week. And it like just gives me more freedom to focus on the other passions in my life. And so I just have increased my trust in others to care for my children, mm-hmm. and knowing that they'll take good care of her so that I can have some freedom to take care of me.
Beautiful. That sounds like a from hell to heaven kind of journey to me.
Oh.
So Jen, who are some other brave warriors like you, women who've gone through absolute caca and come out on the other side and should really be on this podcast?
My friend, Heather Keller, she is an amazing woman who struggled with breast cancer, and she was diagnosed, I don't know exactly when, but a few years ago, and she went through it, and I know it was life-changing for her, and what she ended up doing to help, like, get through it and to, like, process all that was she created a show called Chemo Barbie, and so I'm just so proud of her for, like, she's an actress, so, like, she took, like, the hardest thing that she went through in her life and, like, put it into her art. And I think that's so inspiring. And she's now traveling all over the world, sharing her story with other survivors and people going through cancer. And I think she's someone who would be great for this podcast.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. She sounds absolutely amazing. And I will get in touch with her. So the next question is, Jen, with about 30 seconds left, what is one piece of advice that you would give women who are going through absolute life-shattering experience on how to get to the other side?
I think there's a lot of pressure on women to like have the tools to be able to manage this on their own. And I'm a hypnotherapist. I absolutely believe in the power of the subconscious mind to help you achieve your goals, break bad habits, and form new healthy ones. But I also say if you're not getting to yoga and meditation and that's not working for you, I think there's no shame in getting help from a doctor and getting medical support. I went on, a friend encouraged me to try this generic form of Zoloft, and it has been life-changing for me in the best way possible. And I can't even begin to say like how much hesitation and shame I had around asking my doctor for that and like admitting that I needed that extra support. But since doing it, I'm so happy and I feel like so much a million times better. I'm able to get through my life in a sense of much more happiness.
I'm grateful for you sharing that, Jen. And I know from family experience and personal experience that medical help helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The idea is that it helps. Fantastic. And finally, since we're all about being epic, if you could have any superpower, Jen, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, I would love to be able to wiggle my nose and to end up in any country, any place in the entire world, because hello, traveling with children is a kind of a nightmare. And I would just like, I want to be in Mykonos. I want to be in the Greek islands. I want to go to Italy. Like, I love traveling. So I would love to be able to go ding, 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 and just be there.
Fantastic. That sounds awesome. Can I go with you?
Of course. Yes.
I haven't been to Mykonos, but I went to Santorini. That was pretty cool.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's one of my favorite places in the world.
Yes. So, Jen, thank you for being my guest today. Where can we find you online?
Oh, my goodness. You could check out my website, modernhypnotherapy.com. I'm also on Facebook. I have a Modern Hypnotherapy page, or you could just find me as Jennifer LaPlaca Levin.
Beautiful. And we will find you.
Yay. Thank you so much, Nikki. So nice talking to you.
I feel very blessed to have you as a guest. And this is Nikki Bruno with Jenna Levin with the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more great ideas on staging an epic comeback after a life-shattering experience in your life, please go to theepiccomebackpodcast.com. And we are signing off today.
Thank you.